Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. A confirmed tornado touched down west of Abilene Monday with reported winds of 124 miles an hour. That prompted tornado warnings around the western side of Lake Winnebago from the Abilene to Fond du Lac areas. There were reports of trees broken, branches down, and down power lines. Radar analysis suggests the tornado formed just before noon, somewhere near or just east of the rail yards off West 2nd Street, then passed near Xavier High School and Prospect Avenue before crossing the Fox River. It then passed over U.S. 10 near the Menasha Youth Sports Complex and Appleton Road and 3rd Street. At 12.05 p.m., the tornado intensified and passed near or over Jefferson Park. U.S. Highway 10 and State Highway 441 was closed in both directions in Outagamie and Winnebago counties due to multiple damaged vehicles and leaking gasoline. Severe weather caused several crashes, resulting in extensive vehicle damage and gasoline spills. Nina police are asking residents to avoid down power lines. Do not drive around barricades or into areas that are closed. Limit non-emergency travel and call 911 for emergencies. The city of Nina has also declared a local state of emergency. Also, a boil water order has been issued for the village of Fox Crossing east of the Fox River, and any city of Menasha residents served by the village of Fox Crossing water utility. Residents sheltering are instructed to continue to conserve water. The east side of the village of Fox Crossing and the city of Menasha are closed. Vehicle traffic is not being allowed into Menasha at this time. Officials said there are no known deaths at this time and few have been treated for injuries. Governor Tony Evers said he's been briefed on the storms and says the state is ready to assist. An apartment fire in New London claimed a life Sunday afternoon. Firefighters responded just after 2:30 p.m. to the Franklin Park Apartments at 505 Division Street for a report of smoke in the building. First responders found one person dead at the scene. The Red Cross worked with residents who were displaced by the fire. The New London Police Department is investigating the incident. No other information was released. The State Patrol Saturday night arrested a driver in Winnebago County for a fifth OWI offense. At 8:48 p.m., a car was seen having difficulty maintaining its lane while traveling at varying speeds. A state trooper conducted a traffic stop on the vehicle at the off-ramp to State Highway 76 on Interstate 41. While approaching the vehicle, the trooper noticed signs of impairment. The 68-year-old driver from Nina refused to take field sobriety test and was arrested. A blood draw was later done at an area hospital. The motorist was taken to the Winnebago County Jail. EAA Air Venture Oshkosh 2026 was a record setter for the annual fly-in and convention at Whitman Regional Airport. The attendance was approximately 734,000, eclipsing last year's record of 704,000. EAA CEO and Chairman Jack Pelton says, quote, "While it's gratifying to see a record attendance total again this year, which is a credit to our dedicated volunteers, staff, and partners, our goal each year is not to chase numbers, but to showcase EAA's community and share our mission of growing participation in aviation by sharing the spirit of aviation," unquote. Some other eye-opening numbers from AirVenture: 98 countries were represented and more than 10,000 aircraft arrived at Whitman Regional Airport and other airports in east-central Wisconsin. In addition, there were 2,851 show planes and a record number of 1,021 commercial exhibitors represented. More than 30 million people were reached by EAA's social media. Helping make AirVenture possible were the 6,000 volunteers who contributed nearly 300,000 hours. AirVenture 2027 will be July 26th through August 1st. Fond du Lac County Executive Sam Kaufman says they won't be leaving residents who are suffering a mental health crisis in the lurch when they close the acute unit at the beginning of next year. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
Kaufman notes the county spends about $4 million a year on mental health, but costs for the unit have continued to rise while the census for such units has fallen. He says they'll be using some of the funding they devote to mental health to expand their crisis worker program, which has been very successful. He says they will collaborate with various individuals in the community relative to mental health.
To now collaborate to enhance that crisis worker program to make it even more effective, because we want direct contact with those in crisis who can help them directly instead of just having the easy answer of stuff them into a facility.
Kaufman says SSM Health has a similar mental health unit at St. Agnes Hospital, and there are others within an hour of Fond du Lac. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
And that's a check of news. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.